Apple is asking a federal court to hold off on enforcing a ruling that could have major repercussions for the company's app store sales. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan following that story for us and looking at the likelihood that this could happen. Alexis, what'd you find?
Hi, Akiko. So Apple filed a motion on Friday, and they're asking a federal judge to stop an injunction that was supposed to take place or is supposed to take place on December 9th. The injunction is a result of an antitrust lawsuit that was brought by app developer Epic Games. Now, the judge disagreed that Apple violated antitrust law in that case, but it said that Apple did violate California's unfair competition law. And as a result, the judge ordered Apple to change its App Store rules. And this is what Apple is trying to stop here. The judge said that Apple must allow developers to direct their consumers to other purchasing methods. And also the judge said that Apple must allow developers to communicate directly with their customers. Now, why that puts the App Store in jeopardy and the sales there is because it lets developers theoretically bypass Apple's fees that range, some are 15%, some are 30%, depending on the size of the sales for that particular app. Now, let's take a look at the fees that Apple does command from the App Store. Now, CNBC has an analysis that estimates gross sales for the App Store in 2020 at more than $64 billion. So those are the numbers that Apple is concerned about here. Now, antitrust lawyers say that Apple has a pretty good chance here at having these changes that the judge wants put on hold. And that's because they say that Apple has an opportunity really to hit up two different courts. They can first ask the district court that made this decision and entered this injunction for some relief here and to suspend that December 9th date. But if they're denied by that judge, they can then go to the appellate court where both Apple and Epic have both filed appeals. Now, much less likely, of course, that the district judge will want to reverse her own order. Apple's likely to have better odds with the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, where those appeals have been filed. Now, if at least one of the courts grants this request by Apple, Apple's App Store will be protected in the near future. And the lawyers that I've talked with, they say that they would have protection for about a year, at least a year, during which this lawsuit would play itself out at the appellate level. Akiko?
And Alexis, I know that Google is facing a similar lawsuit from Epic as well. Where do things stand on that front?
Yes. So just yesterday afternoon, Google filed a counterclaim in a similar suit that has yet to be decided. That's also being handled in a federal district court in California. Their trajectory might look a little bit different than Apple's, but it's based on the same behavior. Google, like Apple, kicked Epic out of the App Store, its popular Fortnite game out of the App Store, as did Apple. That's what gave rise to these lawsuits. And Epic says that that is an antitrust violation, among other actions by Google. But Google is saying no. And just like Apple has now filed a counterclaim, so that court will play out in federal court as well, just a bit behind Apple's here.